Join your host, Des Hamilton, to find out exactly how to say goodbye to being poor and hello to being rich.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show. For those of you on YouTube, have a look. Look, it's nice, isn't it? It's nice. For those that are listening to this, don't worry about it. You're not missing anything. Anyway, welcome to the show. My name's Des Hamilton. I'm the guy in the kitchen, even though it doesn't look like it. I'm the guy that started off with £200 in 2022, turned it into over £100,000 in 2024. Now I run an award-winning agency, everything and in between. Look, go back over the episodes. I haven't got the time to tell you the last 4 years of my life, but I have got the time to tell you a bit of it. Because this episode, we're going to put a pause on the Jason Hoy interview. Jason and I, that is a lovely, lovely interview, and I thoroughly recommend coming back for part two. But that is an Amazon FBA private label discussion, and it's a catch-up between two friends that haven't had the chance to speak to each other in a couple of years. But most importantly, right, today's Wednesday. On Friday, we are hosting live event number 4, Social Commerce Live, direct, in-person, from Manchester. And I've talked about this plenty of times. Look, let's go over the basics, shall we? And when I say the basics, I mean the highlights, the headlines, because this event is anything but. Wow. In the last week alone, TikTok reached out to me and said, we want to be a roadshow partner. Now, this one isn't even called the Des Hamilton Roadshow. Look, there he is. This one isn't even called that. But TikTok decided to call themselves a roadshow partner, which was apt. So, what that means is that TikTok are going to take this on board. They're going to promote it. It's going to be a TikTok-style event, only they're not running it. They're going to be present. They're going to be talking about their certain things that they need to talk about. And they can put it across the community, the creator community, and present it as a TikTok event. Furthermore, TikTok are fully aware that all of their events are in London. This one's in Manchester. So they're going to support any other live event that is dotted around areas that isn't London. Now, this just happens to be number 4, and they've just started supporting these now. Cheers. But on top of TikTok coming, look, the brands that we've got are unbelievable. We have Nature Spell, the number one hair brand on TikTok Shop, who have done wonders in e-commerce and annihilated the platforms that they belong in, making millions and millions and millions each month. It's not an exaggeration in revenue. Then we've got other brands that you've all heard of: George Foreman, Russell Hobbs, Remington, Thermos, Richer Sounds, Wilco. Then we've got Leighton Denny, MBE, who was a QVC presenter and then launched his own nail brand. We've got live creators that can do things on TikTok, but also on Whatnot. We've got special star plus creators in the room: Katie Louise and Embarrassing Dad Matt. Katie Louise, who runs Path to Profits, her own agency, her own community. And she and I understand that we may be competitors on paper, but we are far from that. We actually lean on each other and try and grow our agencies separately and support each other off the back of that. And that's exactly what this room is. It's a room of creators, of brands, of agencies that get it. It's a community. And this is very important as well, because TikTok have said to me, do you want me to reach out to some star creators? And I've said, yes, that sounds great. But what's really important, truthfully, is that ego is left at the door, because this is a community room, all of us under one space, literally giving back as best we can, forging relationships in a way that only can be done if everyone is pulling in the same direction. This is not the place you come to grab a bunch of free samples, wave at someone across a hall and go away. And that's not to disparage doing that, because I've done that before. Some of the events in TikTok lend themselves to that, but we have orchestrated this and managed this in a way where this will not be that kind of event. Now, let me talk you through the history of doing these events, because look, I am you. If you haven't figured this out yet, I'm nothing special here. I'm a guy that started with £200 because that's all we had left. This office behind me, if you're watching me on YouTube, this is a green screen, for God's sake. I'm still in my kitchen. Look, do you think I could have this artwork lined up as straight as this? That's ridiculous. That Funko Pop in the background, it's actually this one. I haven't got two of them. This is AI. That's a real one. So I'm just like you guys. That's all I am. I'm a normal person. And I had £200 in my account. me and my wife decided to throw it at Amazon FBA, and I documented it all, and I wanted to show what was achievable. And on the very first day, I said, I want to create a community of money-making newbies. That's exactly where we are. And look, I can say how thankful I am. I can say how lucky I am. I can say how I can't believe it worked out. But this is what I planned. This is a group of money-making newbies that we still all are. I'm only 4 years in, for God's sake. I'm still a newbie. I'm just a few steps ahead of you. Now, what I wanted to do is that I wanted to show people what was achievable. And in doing so, after starting my Amazon journey about a year in, I decided, you know what, I'm going to launch a podcast just to show you that you could launch a podcast in my kitchen with no studio, with no setup. A lot of podcasts fail because they go all out, spend hundreds and hundreds of pounds. This cost me nothing. This is equipment I've already got. A couple of subscriptions to a couple of online places. Bit of money for the green screen. Nothing. And then I thought, right, we do podcasting. My public profile has been risen beyond belief. And I want to talk you through the history of how we've got here on live events from a guy that is truly just a normal guy. So here we are. I got invited to an Amazon seller event. It was a seller amp event from Al Carlton. He was up in Nottingham hosting a seller amp event. I happened to be in the Black Country because my wife is from Stourbridge and we were visiting the in-laws. They've moved down since, but we were up there. And I thought, you know what? It's only an hour from Stourbridge, from Black Country. I'll go across. Well, going across into that room full of Amazon sellers and seeing people face to face, it made me realize how much we had missed human connection in this space. E-commerce is lacking human connection, without a shadow of a doubt. These were people in this room that I'd spoken to many, many, many times over a Zoom call, and it was still that meeting that solidified the relationship, that place. On top of that, people that I had no idea who they were, strangers, were coming up to me, thanking me for changing their life. It was overwhelming, truly overwhelming. And it made me realize the power of rooms like that. Everyone came away from that event absolutely buzzing. And the beautiful thing about that event, there were no speeches. There was no showcasing. There was no sort of sponsorship because it was a seller amp event. They were running their own event. It was purely a room of people that could be together that had a like-minded mindset. That's it. The Funko Pop that I showed you earlier, that was a gift to me because I was one of the guests of, you know, that was known. Still feel strange saying that out loud. But I came away from that. And within about 3 months of that, we started looking into TikTok Shop. And I knew, you know what? I should run a live event. I could run a live event. I knew what I would do differently. And that's not to say that anything was wrong with that Amazon event. Now, bearing in mind, the first event I went to was in the summer of 2024. The next event I actually put on, the first event I actually put on, was in February 2025. I don't think it can be understated how many months of planning your first one takes you. And look, if you're looking at these events from a profit and loss perspective, if you're thinking, oh, he runs those events, he must be raking it in, don't. And if you want to do these events to make money, you should probably stop doing them. It's nothing about the money, just like this podcast. People run these podcasts and then they quit because they can't make any money. It's not a thing. This is about public speaking. This is about brand building. This is about marketing. This is about showing others. And if you haven't got that intrinsic altruistic nature of really wanting to help others, then it's not for you. Now, there is a selfish part of this because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, there is nothing that prepares you for all eventualities like public speaking. Public speaking makes you bulletproof. I've said this time and time again. It was said to me by Rob Moore, and he was so right. Public speaking makes you bulletproof. And if a podcast can do it, my God, live events are like podcasts on steroids. So what I did is I planned this event and I thought, what can I do? I'm going to do it in Brighton. I'm going to make it as much about me and my values as I possibly could so I could be most comfortable in doing it. And I know that's selfish, but you've got to do it, right? You've got to find the way that things can motivate you. Otherwise, you're not going to do them. So what I did is I looked into it and I thought, right, I need 1980s throwback references. I need 1990 throwback references. I need to hark back to a time where a bunch of 40-year-olds like me can walk into a place and feel instantly comfortable. That's how I would feel instantly comfortable. So I've done a mock-up of a Radio 1 roadshow. That's why I've got this truck. This was presented to me by Esther Morgan on behalf of a WhatsApp chat that we were in at the time. Now, have a little look. Called it the Des Hamilton Roadshow. The mock-up at the time had Radio 1 symbols on the truck because it was an old-fashioned Radio 1 roadshow. It's even got 1053 to 1089, which was the frequency of the Radio 1 roadshow. So I called it the Des Hamilton Roadshow. I mocked it up as the 1990s. Now, I'd done what I knew, right? At the time, in February 2025, we weren't yet an agency on TikTok Shop. Affiliation wasn't even a thing. We weren't even called Affiliation at the time. What we had done is we had started our TikTok Shop community around October beforehand. So by the time February came around, the 600, 700 odd affiliates that we had on our books, we needed a place to meet. And there still had not been done a live TikTok event of this scale. So I went into a friend of mine who runs a pub chain in Brighton. And he offered me a room in a pub that held 70 people. Perfect. And then I put these tickets on sale. Wallop. 150 sold instantly. So I had to get a venue. But I found a venue in Brighton. And I knew, I went, right, it's going to have Amazon panels. It's going to have TikTok panels. And we're going to merge the two together because that is all I knew. Amazon was my bread and butter. My network was Amazon. At the time, my business partner was Steve Brady. We had a whole bunch of Amazon sellers, but then we also had TikTok creators. As well as the Amazon sellers, we had some lovely sponsorship by our SellerAmp, who sponsors this podcast. He sponsored the show and came as a guest, along with Callum Boyd from Arborsource. So we had massive, massive Amazons. We had massive, massive Amazon software developers there, as well as huge TikTok affiliates. This thing, for my first ever event on the doorstep in Brighton, was huge. Huge when looking back at it. And it was raucous. And it was a celebration. And everyone there just had such a lively time. And it made you really realize the power of community when e-commerce leaves you so isolated all the time. And that was the first. Now, at that snapshot in time, I wasn't trying to build a social commerce business. I wasn't trying to become an agency owner. I wasn't even trying to create a movement. I just wanted people in the room because I knew I needed people in the room. What surprised me was the feeling that came away from that, of how much it motivated them, how we had changed people's lives. I came off stage and I saw Polly Watson. Polly, if you're listening, I saw Polly Watson crying and it set me off. It don't take much, I'm not going to lie. And it was just the sheer joy in that room. I couldn't even finish my closing speech because everyone was up cheering. And the fact that people in that room had only known each other online suddenly became real. And I stopped and thought about it. People had flown in from Scotland that morning. Someone had flown in from Amsterdam. Someone had made a six-figure business deal that morning and then came to the event. And then what came out of that event was about four or five different partnerships, all because they met in that room. And that's where community changes, when people meet in person. So we knew we needed to do it again. Now, fast forward 3 months, that was February, fast forward 3 months, and we thought, right, if we're doing it in Brighton, it's called the bloody roadshow, for God's sake. We've got to get on the road. If we're doing it in Brighton, we've got to go north. We have to go north. Brighton's fine, right? Safety net, all that. And I thought, no, if I'm going to prove myself, I've got to go north. And we did. At this point, Affiliation existed. We were growing. We had brands. I mean, in the first 3 months, we had Supplement, which was a gummy brand. Looking back, you know, look, it's easy to look back in hindsight and go, oh, that was a mistake. It wasn't. That was everything we needed it to be. We also had Do Not Age. Do Not Age are a very high-end supplement brand that are still doing massive numbers, and they were dipping their toe into TikTok and they supported us. They came to the room. On top of that, we had just signed Freesoul. And Freesoul couldn't make the event, but they threw out a load of samples for us, which were just hydration sachets. And we got to give away hydration sachets as well. Cool, that's tricky to say after a while. Hydration sachets. But again, we started attracting people we never expected. And this was the first one that I was out of my hometown. So we were in a hotel, and it was the first time where I felt like I was the groom at a wedding where I didn't know any guests. Because I'm in this hotel, and everyone seemed to know me, and everyone was doing that double look. And I was thinking, well, are they coming to the event, or are they just very curious about who this geezer is that everyone's talking to? I couldn't figure it out. And it's, don't get me wrong, I loved it, but it was exhausting. I'll never forget this. We went to the bar, went to the lawn club in Spinning Fields on the Thursday night. Well, I always host these on a Friday. On the Thursday night, and I'm there, and again, it was partially Amazon, partially TikTok. And Al says to me, oh, Mark's over there. He wants to say hello. And I looked over, and I recognized it was Mark Penn. Mark Penn is the biggest Amazon seller in the country. And I've gone over and gone, hello, how are you? And it's all right. It's nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting there thinking, this guy, the money he makes, he's come to a Des Hamilton event. And he knows who I am. And that's when the penny dropped. It's never about the money, these live events. It's profile building. Everyone knows who the guy is that's running the live events. They just do. Now, it's not easy. And it's humbling. And it takes a lot to keep your feet on the ground. But luckily, I've got a community full of people that can call me a dickhead if I start getting cocky. But I started attracting these people that I never expected. So we had Amazon sellers, the highest end of Amazon sellers. We still had the Amazon software developers like Al from Selleramp, who's come to all of them. And bearing in mind he lives in America, I can't but tell you how grateful I am to him for that. Then the creators started getting better and better and better. On top of that, we started having accountants in there, e-com specialists, people who understood here that we're running a business. And we had brands in the room. At the end of the event, Do Not Age approached us and said, I see what you do now. I get it. And then we struck a deal with them straight after the event that was the best deal we had had. Partnerships come out of these events when people see it for their own eyes. It made me realize this isn't an event anymore. We're actually becoming a catalyst for people's development. We started running one-to-one interviews with people like the old like Vox Pops that you would get. And we had more than one person crying about how this community had changed them, how they had found their people for the first time ever. And we knew we had something special, and that was May. And the Filler Nation had just got going, and we were on a hell of a ride. And then, woo-wee! Everything changed. Because then we went, right, okay, let's do it again. And I went, right, we're going to call it social commerce. We're going to move away from the Des Hamilton stuff. We're going to move away from the very things that I put in place purposefully in Brighton. Because that was a celebration. But that we needed, right, if we're going to do a live event and people are going to keep coming back and coming back and coming back, there needs to be value for them. Because people are coming all over the country. It can't just be to see me. As lovely as that sounds, I have to give them more value than that. So in Leeds, we went, right, social commerce live. We're going to double down on TikTok and we're going to double down on business. And I invited Robin Waite, one of the loveliest guys. I'm really looking forward to catching up with him again. Business coach to come on and talk all things business. We had Ben Camera, lovely, lovely guy. We haven't been in touch since then. That is entirely my fault. He came on and talked about how you could develop an app as a content creator, as an influencer. We started moving into a wider e-commerce space. And again, bigger brands. We had Lucky Egg on at that point. Russell Hobbs came on board. Robin gave away a bunch of books. We had Jimmy's Iced Coffee. So we had bigger brands. Katie Louise came to that one. Connor and Sam came to that. Sorry, I take this back. Connor and Sam came to Manchester. Wayne Katuna came. Dale from Creator Core came. Embarrassing Dad, Matt came. Ben Top, huge, huge creators. We shared the stage. This is where TikTok first came on board and went, you know what? I want to come to this. Our point of contact, Charlotte, she went, I'm coming up to Manchester. She was only meant to be there for an hour. She stayed for half the day and gave this incredible speech about it, about what TikTok Shop can do for creators. We had a separate workshop for Amazon this time because we had two separate rooms in the Royal Armoury at Leeds. Really fancy. The logistics of the event actually went wrong. I ended up getting a refund on a massive section of that event because so much of it went wrong, but it didn't matter. People came away. And for the first time, people came to that event that weren't necessarily part of my community. who's this Des Hamilton guy? People have said good things. I'm going. Oh my God. It was amazing. It was amazing. And this is how things can evolve. Because at that point, Luke and I went through massive internal change at the agency. Massive internal change. And the agency, how it looked in Manchester in February to how it looked in Leeds in May was night and day. Night and day. Because every time we've put one of these events on, the business that I've been representing has been completely different by the time the next one comes around. You've got Brighton Des just getting going. Half Amazon, half TikTok, dipping his toe in the water, building communities, community guy, public speaker guy, loving life. Then Manchester Des, starting to get a bit serious, starting to really get into agency life. I had stopped selling on Amazon at this point, but I still kept my toe in the water. Then we had Leeds Des, social commerce that was, and now I'm somewhere in between. I know now I can put on a different event. I know I can put on an event that other people can't, because it was after Leeds that Chris Grimes came and said, look, let's go and have a drink. And Chris Grimes was the guy that brought on Russell Hobbs and George Foreman and some other brands that were there in the venue. And we went and had a drink, and then he pitched what this event should be. And of course, look, I'm not arrogant enough to suggest that I was needed, but I also know the value I can bring. So what I've learned from this point, I learned what I can bring to the table. But at the same point, the very values that make the very first Des Hamilton Roadshow kick off are the very values that people are still striving for. And I don't care how much money you make. This is the first one that's going to be TikTok creator only. This is the first one that's going to be nothing to do with Amazon. That's an intentional thing, because I do think they need to be separate. But when we launched this one, brands already knew. TikTok already knew. So it was easier. This is 8 months after Leeds. It was exhausting putting on 3 in a year. Exhausting. It's taken 8 months, and I've got a business partner for this one. But it's worth it, because I do love these events and I do want to keep them going. And it's not just important for me, it's important for you guys too. Rooms matter. And this is going to be a fancy, lovely room in Manchester. But the key aspect that Chris and I both insisted on was that it had to be a bar. The Royal Armouries was lovely, but the main place didn't have a bar. And it separated it. And the atmosphere was fantastic. But it wasn't fair on the Amazon guys, because the bar was in the room where they were trying to do an overview of how to find Amazon products. So this time, we've planned it all out with brands like Nature Spell, with brands like Wilco, with Leighton Denny MBE, with Kelly Jones from Whatnot, the creators that are coming. We've still got Katie and Matt coming, but we've got more and more huge creators coming in on the space. But what I've learned is that community has to underpin everything. Because in the middle of the events that I've been running, I've been going to a lot of TikTok-led events at headquarters, and they're stale and they're static, and they mean well. They really try their best to put them on. They've got good speeches. They get good creators. They get all of the best creators. They get all of the best brands. They charge the brands to be there. Sometimes they put on food and they put on booze, but it's not really that community feel. It's still a bunch of strangers in a bunch of cliques that all keep amongst themselves. And then it's a case of taking a trolley because you want to get as many samples as you can. That's not what we do. And I think there's more value in what we do, even from a brand perspective, where we might not be able to bring 1,000 people into a room, but we would never want to. We want to do it 150, 200 people tops. So real connections can be made. Every major opportunity that I've found in these events has come through the people, not the event, not funnels, not adverts. I haven't put a single advert behind it. There's no clever marketing. It's the people. It's the people that can relate to the people in the room. When you've got a bunch of brand new starters in the room, you don't need a star creator that can talk about GMV Max. It's not a thing. You need to relate to the people that are looking to strive. A huge amount of my business has been built by standing on a stage. I can see the relationships compound the same way that money compounds. With each event, what I've done before has come after me. One introduction leads to another. One event leads to another. One brand becomes 5 brands. One creator becomes 50 creators. One conversation. I say this in all my posts. I mean it. One conversation can change everything. I sat down with Chris in Leeds. We had one conversation. And here we are in Manchester. Don't underestimate visibility. Human contact. Because in this game, it is far, far too easy for people to hide. It is far, far too easy for people to hide in their insecurities and their inherent introvertness. So it's easy for them to stay behind screens. It's easy for them to stay behind a microphone, but never actually put themselves in rooms. And then those very same people wonder why opportunities don't appear. So when people ask me why I do these events, mostly my wife, or people ask me what the purpose is of me doing them, and they sound surprised when I tell them they're not massive money makers. They're not. And at the same point, that's the answer. I don't do these to make money. I never have. But every time we've done one, every time, something unexpected has happened, whether that's a new friendship or a new business opportunity or a new partnership or a new idea, but most importantly, a new level of confidence, not just from me, but from everyone in there. And I hear enough feedback from all of you lot that tells me the person that walks into these events is never the same person that walks out. And that has certainly been true of me. So this Friday in Manchester, 8 months from the last one, with a different business, with a massively different industry, with different opportunities, we don't know what's going to come out of this one. But if anything has been taught from history in this, it'll be something that I could never predict for that. So I will see you on Friday. And if I don't, I'll be talking to you on here again very, very soon. Have a lovely week.
You've been listening to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. Make sure you join us next time for more real talk and some undoubtedly terrible jokes as Des gets ever more closer to saying goodbye poor, hello rich.